He walked into the fire and put the fire out.
Right. Yeah, that was that oil well. Afterwards, they pumped their drilled for oil on that site.
Did they?
Yeah. And it was among the first good oil wells. And there was a gas well near there. And a friend of mine bought some of the mineral rights, and sold some of them to me. So we still have some of it.
Oh, good. Yeah.
We were real close to getting oil there. And it was one of the best oil fields in the county was taken over by Standard Oil. It was quite close to the land that we had mineral rights to. And so they, for the years, went in a friend of mine, pushed for the gas rights in there and got them. And then they set up a well system there and so on for gas.
Mm-hmm.
It was big.
Well, good.
So we had that for you. Still do have it.
Yeah, that's
still
good.
Have money coming in.
That's always important to have that coming in. What do you think about the economy right now?
I don't pay too much attention to it.
Okay. Don't have to worry about it anymore.
No.
Okay. When you were sheriff in the early years, did you handle all the animal complaints, all the animal control? Were you...
Yeah, we handled... I used to kill the dogs.
Well, there probably were a lot of dogs running loose.
Yeah.
We didn't have an animal shelter, did you, at the time?
I don't think so.
Did you keep them in the garage there at the sheriff's department?
No. We didn't. We used to shoot them mostly.
Yeah. Well, I can remember when I was a little girl, they really didn't have any other recourse because there were so many dogs.
Yeah.
And but I remember as a little girl growing up that there were always
dogs
running all around. No, there was no law that said you had to keep your dog on a chain or tied up or whatever. And when you were sheriff, did they have parking meters back then in the early years?
I don't think so.
You could just park anywhere and...
Yeah, I think it was after some time, you know.
Where did you get your money from to run the jail and the sheriff's department? Where did that money come from to run your department and pay your deputy? From the county? Was it from taxes? From tax collections?
Oh, it was from the county treasurer.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
Did you get any money from the state to run it?
No. The first we got was, and I can remember the big amount was, we sent in to the state to show what we water from taking the boats.
Out on the lakes?
Yeah. And we got money from that.
You had to probably keep paperwork on the inmates as to how many you had in jail?
No, that was... it came from the county, all that.
Okay. Where was the court, when you had to take a prisoner from the jail to court, where was the court? Was it right?
Third floor of the building.
Right there.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. So you didn't have to go far?
No.
Did you have to take prisoners down to prison?
Oh, yeah, to Jackson.
To Jackson? Okay. When you did that, did you always have someone else with you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Back then, did you have to have special training to be sheriff? Did you have to go to classes?
They didn't have to go, but they had kind of school like to go and you went down for I'm trying to think of the words. But because some of them went and others didn't go, they didn't have to. It wasn't mandatory.
Okay, it was not mandatory. All right. Yeah. At the time that you were sheriff, did the inmates that you had in jail, were they allowed to go out and work on the lawn or shovel snow or?
Oh yeah.
You put them to work then.
Yeah.
They helped you out around the courthouse?
Yes.
Did they help out in the community?
No.
Okay, it was basically right there at the jail then.
Right.
Okay. Nowadays, if you go down and if you see that the inmates, they're out working in the community. They actually take them by a van and they wear the orange vests and they are picking up garbage along the highways and they're shoveling snow, and there are all sorts of different jobs. They help out at the community center, all different, you know, they don't have to stay right at the jail. They're doing community service. Yeah. Who was the judge at the time? Do you remember the judge that you worked with a lot?
Yeah. I can see their face, but I can't remember their name. Judge Lipke.
That was Dr. Lipke.
No.
Oh, there was. Oh, that's right. There was a judge, Judge Lipke.
Yeah.
I remember that. That's right. It was a relation there too.
Yeah.
Dr. Lipke. Yeah. I don't know if they were brothers.
It might have been.
I don't know.
How
long did your family live at the courthouse?
Let's see. I think probably till Sherry and Laura were born.
So you had, Anne Marie is your oldest daughter?
Yeah.
She's the oldest, and then Sherry and Lori?
Yeah.
And then you moved to the big house there on North Center?
Yeah.
Were you in the ship home?
Yeah.
Hazel Ship's house? That was a nice big house.
Right.
Lots of room.
Plenty of room.
Yeah. I used to play there with Anne.
Oh.
Come over and visit. We went to school together. Graduated 1966, I think. Yeah. I do remember working for you, Ralph. You hired me as a driver's license examiner. I believe it was 1967, 68.
Could be.
And I worked for you almost 2 years. And I was matron. Remember, we used to take prisoners down to Jackson if they were women. And I remember you did a lot of the cooking for the holidays, for the inmates. I remember you cooking turkey in the kitchen at the new courthouse. You made some good meals for those men. They probably don't get fed like that today.
No.
You were a good cook.
Do you remember I had you go to the Cedar Bowl?
I do.
And listen to the
to that man.
To that man.
I do remember that. Yes.
Yeah.
And then he came to the sheriff's department later that night, remember?
Yeah.
And you happened to call on the phone, and I was talking to you, and he walked in.
Yeah.
I think you were down to that sheriff's department in a matter of 1 minute. You came so fast, I couldn't believe you got there that quick.
Yeah.
But that was a...
He came to the movie theater, didn't he?
He went to the movie theater, yes. Yeah.
Robert, please come to the nurse's station, Robert.
Yeah. Yes, he went to the movies, and then he
found out him that
who I was.
Who you were.
Yeah.
He came in.
But thank goodness nothing happened.
No.
It turned out to be a good situation. Yeah.
And, well, they,